Tell you what, we're in for a treat. Joining me on the line now is MBE, my humble opinion, only one of Britain's finest sportsmen across any sport, Frankie Dettori, and long-term companion, manager, agent, Peter Burrell. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you both doing?
Hi, everyone. Good. Tony, yeah, hi. Yeah, we're in good shape. We're off to the Isle of Wight, actually.
Absolutely brilliant. Good afternoon. Well, the reason we're on the phone is because, 6 days away, a mere 6 days away, the good people of the city of St Albans have got a chance, an opportunity to witness something quite entertaining, no doubt, Frankie. Tell me a little bit more about it. How can we all get involved?
Well, basically, I'm just going around the country and I'm basically talking about my life experiences, racing, and it's a chance for people to come and say hello and throw me a few questions and have a good evening.
Sounds unbelievable. I tell you what, I'm so honoured, Frankie, to have you on the phone. So many achievements in your career. I'm sure that's all going to come out on November the 18th. But, I mean, just a handful. Only the sixth flat jockey in history to achieve 3,000 winners. I mean, it's a who's who of British racing legends that you're amongst. Sir Gordon Richards, Doug Smith, Lester Piggott, Pat Adrian, Willie Carson, and then your good self for that 3,000 landmark. How does that feel to be amongst that that list of awesome racers?
Well, look, I'm very proud, obviously. I come from Italy, so I'm actually probably the highest scorer now on that list. You know, I finished my 30th year riding this year, and, you know, hopefully many more winners to come, but, you know, it's a pretty decent number, and I'm very proud of it.
I can well imagine. I mean, seriously, what an honour to be amongst that order, and no mean feat. To put it in racing parlance, Frankie, you do have strong pedigree, though, don't you? I believe your father was quite the accomplished jockey back in Italy. Did he instill a love of horses and racing in you from a young age?
100%. I mean, he was my hero when I was growing up, and you know, if he wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. I was very lucky that I've been around horses all my life, and it was the natural step for me. Obviously, I didn't really enjoy going to school, but I had to go. But as soon as I finished school, I just went straight into racing.
That's awesome. And Frankie, to be fair, we can't have any discussion with you without going back to that magical moment. I described it on Verum Sports just yesterday as a Muhammad Ali moment. They said it couldn't be done. You shook up the world, sir, with your seven winners at Champions Day at Ascot back in 1996. I mean, can you still remember that feeling, the elation that you must have felt after riding home with the Fujiwara crest at the last one of those Ultimate Seven?
You know, it was 96. A lot of times has passed since then, but it was the moment that he made me from a normal jockey to, put me in the front pages of the newspapers, and I became an household name from that day. It gave me some opportunities to do other things. You know, I did Top of the Pops, I did chat shows on TV, and, you know, adverts, and, you know, that was the magical moment. And, you know, even now, when I look back, I could pitch myself how I actually did it, because, you know, to win 71 days is absolutely incredible.
Frankie, I was looking into the odds of that, and it was something astronomical, like 25,051 to one to achieve that accomplishment. It's almost bankrupt the betting industry. And I love the fact that the first winner was called Wall Street.
Yeah, amazing. You know, it's amazing that, you know, it's 20 years have gone by. I still have people coming up to me and thanking me because, you know, they won some sort of money on that day. And it's amazing from all sorts of walk of life, from, you know, from the general guy in the street, nurses, doctors, old ladies, all sorts of people. It's, you know, it's great that, you know, then sometimes when you do gamble, the dream comes true. And I'm pleased that I made a lot of people happy that day.
just want to take a moment to invite Peter onto the phone. Peter, I spoke quite recently with the head of play development for the FA, a guy called Matt Crocker, a very smart man. And yep. I asked him, is there something, a quality, a property of young stars that you can discern, that you can pick up? And he said no, to be honest. And this guy's worked with the likes of Oxlade-Chamberlain, Jack yep. Ramsey, a whole heap of others. He said, no, not really. There isn't that star factor. It's just the fact that they're all, to a man, those willing to make it to the top, blessed with a certain work ethic. When you first met a callow Frankie Dettori at age 15, did he have a star property? Or again, was it just that willingness to do whatever was necessary to go all the way to the top?
Well, he was certainly charismatic, even in those days, because he was working in the betting shop, because he'd done all his money, Tony, so he was having to work his debts off. But even in there, I could see the sort of person he was. But I think, actually, in his instance, yes, there is something. It's the ability to make a decision and be decisive. And also, for Frankie, is probably his balance. So he's got fantastic balance. And so the horses really will run underneath him, you know?
And you've been there right from the get-go. Do you still, got to ask you, I was reading an article in Steeple Times. I know you're a man who has one or two tattoos. Are you still indelibly marked from that Ascot moment?
I am. I had it done in LA on Sunset Boulevard in a place called Tattoo Mania. And Daniel Day-Lewis was in the chair before me, and I was next in. And I said to Mark Mahoney, he's like one of the most famous tattoo artists in the world, I said, you know, I need to commemorate Frankie's seven-timer. And he looked at me and said, God, he said, you English are mad, you're crazy. And he went out and got a copy of the Daily Racing Form and copied it. And so, yeah, I've got Frankie on my right leg. It's been there 21 years now.
Tell you what, time does fly. It seems clear in my mind just already, that moment of jubilation and obviously yeah. the trademark Frankie jump. Peter, for you, again, that historical time, was there a moment where maybe after win a four where you thought, just maybe, we're going to pull the miracle off today?
No, Tony, I was out in the garden and, you know, in those days, BBC stopped after four races and, you know, the one in the last, I promise you, you'd never have looked at it. You know, 2.5 miles or 2.25 miles with top weight. I don't think it had won for a year. You know, it was insane. But I did land up when someone else rang me and said he's won six. Something did take me to the betting shop. But I promise you, when I saw Frankie that night at sort of 7 o'clock, we really had no idea what the impact was going to be.
What I love about it, obviously I'm a huge fan of sports, but there are certain moments in sports, again it conjures up that kind of Muhammad Ali-esque vibe, where it doesn't matter if you're not a racing fan, it doesn't even matter if you're not a sports fan, the eyes of the nation were so enraptured by the narrative that Frankie was playing out that particular blessed afternoon.
Yes, and it's so strange that it's on what is obviously now, in any case, his favourite racetrack. You know, he's just ridden 50 winners at the Royal Meeting. That is as hard to do as riding 3,000, to be honest with you, Tony. That's, you know, that's where the competition really starts. You know,
it's where you are testing the best against the best, ultimately, which is what any sportsman really wants.
Yeah, exactly, Tony, exactly. But we're looking forward to coming to St Albans.
Again, November the 18th. We can't wait. As I say, just I'm sure there's so many stories that are going to play out. Just tease us a bit more. When and how can we get involved?
Well, it's at the Auburn Arena. So, literally, tickets are on sale. Just call them, go online, whatever. And we'll be there. You know, if you want to organise a competition with your listeners for two of them to meet Frankie, that's fine. Have a photograph, you know. That might help budge things along. So, yeah, just do your best, Tony.
I tell you what, honestly, I'm really grateful for that. I think that would be phenomenal. We'll get on board. I was really big over this all yesterday, and it's going to go out all throughout Radio Verulam over the next couple of days. I'm sure they're going to go like gold dust. Just a super final quick question to Frankie. Again, you mentioned that magic figure of 3,000. How nice, Frankie, for you, was it that it almost went 360 back to the start where that figure was achieved at Newmarket, where it all began for you way back when in 1990?
Yeah, it was amazing. And plus the fact it was a summertime and all my children were there to witness it. And it was a special moment. Yeah, it was great. You know, to do it in front of your children was great.
They must be so, so proud of old man Frankie. Frankie, yourself as well. Again, I know the good people of St Albans going to just have one heck of a great evening with your enthusiasm, your charisma. Final point to you. Can you just remind us how we can get involved, where we could go, and, again, the final big day?
Tony, it's next Saturday, the 18th, the Alban Arena. Get online. They've got quite an efficient ticketing system. Enter the Radio Verulam competition, get a chance to meet Frankie and have a photograph with him, and yeah, just get down there. It's going to be fun. Send you your jokes.
I tell you what, I'm sure that it's going to literally by this time next week all gone, because for me, you're going to be in the presence of greatness. Thank you both for your time this Sunday afternoon. Frankie in particular, no, bless you, sir. Jet lagged after a long trip through Australia. I'm sure you're going to dust yourself down, be on tip-top racing form next Saturday for what will be an epic night at the Albans Arena in St Albans. Thank you, gentlemen, once again.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.